Well, how do people feel, before you go on to your next motion, how do people feel about whether to vote on this tonight or wait?
Bill?
Yeah, Bill.
Yeah, I think we should go ahead and vote on it. I'd like to add, just either within the motion or as a, when you send the note to Nicole and Lonnie, that point out that this could also reduce our costs for every time we do a mail-out or donations. Because we don't want to send stuff to non-existent addresses. So it may actually save us money even in the short term before the election.
That's true.
And they're going to be looking at anything like that that could cut costs.
Could I ask a question?
Yep.
What is NCOA?
National Change of Address Database.
And it's done through mailing houses?
Well, it's a list that the U.S. Post Office maintains, and they provide the software to make that match. And all I'm saying is they usually give you a list to a mailing house, and they do it as a matter of course, and they charge you $4 a thousand, minimum $75, whatever it is. But you know, it's not an arcane thing. Everybody does it. No mailer would ever think of mailing without doing it.
And would we be doing this through the mailing house that we used for the last election?
We could do it to anybody. As I say, I'd have a mailing house. Pacifica had a mailing house. I queried the mailing house that Pacifica used just so I could get another, but they have not answered me, and I assume that they do not want to answer, or maybe they don't want to have anything to do with Pacifica again after all the trouble. I don't know. So... That's up in the air, but it's not a very skilled and restricted area of expertise. Anybody can do an NCOA. I wouldn't worry about the details. That's not a real issue.
Well, I'm sorry. Should
yeah,
I
go ahead? Go ahead.
I don't want to have a back and forth here. No, I would like to get on stack though to continue that if you want me.
Yeah,
to.
Yeah, go ahead. Go ahead.
I actually think, considering that sometimes people get pretty emotional about this whole thing, that were we going to pursue something like this, that we would want to check out. I honestly don't think it should go through your mailing house, Steve.
No, I only call my mailing house because they gave me the figures. I have no,
right.
I don't have any interest in this mailing house. It's just one that I use because it was in New York, and I know the owner. But any mailing house can do it. That's why I called up Pacifica's mailing house.
Right. So maybe we can.
Lisa Mendez was the account exec who handled it.
Yeah, I guess I would suggest that we see if there is a way for us to get the information from the mailing house that Pacifica uses, because I think that's going to be less of a jump for people to make if we're presenting something new.
I didn't recommend my mailing house do it. I simply said that that's where I got the information.
Right.
But it's standard, pretty standard.
Sorry if I misunderstood you.
No, it's okay. No, I would not suggest that, simply because there would be a lot of protest raised that would simply distract from what we were trying to do.
So I wonder if we can think of a way to make another try at finding out the info from the mailing house that Pacifica uses.
Why don't we, instead, if you want me to go forward in this, simply take as given the fact that whoever does it, it's going to cost around $4 a thousand. That's an industry standard. It doesn't matter. And you can put a limit on it. If, you know, we're going to do this at approximately
right.
such and such cost, and then that's almost like a bid. And then whoever does it, I don't care.
Well, I have another idea. Maybe somebody on the committee could volunteer to call. It doesn't have to be for whatever reason the house that Pacifica used is not returning calls. That's fine. So any other mailing house, just to get kind of another take on this as far as what the dollar amount it is. And then when we pass our motion, we could pass it tonight. But without putting dollar amounts in there, and just say that we know that it's very inexpensive, and we're in the process of finding out exactly what the range of prices are. So is there anyone who could just make a couple calls this week?
You know what? I would guess without, I'm sorry to interrupt, but I would guess without even doing it that if somebody went on and Googled NCOA cost, you'd probably come up with 1,000 hits and find out what it is.
All right, Steve, are you volunteering to
do it? I'll do that. I didn't want to go further with it because I heard Bonnie question, you know, my involvement in this, and so I wanted to simply put that information out there and let it be followed up.
No, I'm just saying that I actually wasn't questioning your involvement in all of this research, which everybody appreciates. I just wanted to make sure that we were trying to go to, you know what I was saying.
Yeah, right.
Okay. Well, with that,
I'm going to do it again, but I just Googled this. You get 100 hits, and here's one that says $4.25 a thousand. I mean, it's around that thing. Here, somebody says $1 to $4 a thousand. So pick your own mailing house. There are thousands of firms that perform it. It's not their software, and it's not their list. They just run it through the U.S. Postal Office list. And return your mail, and it's all flagged, by the way. That was the other part in my report. The benefit of this is that the names come back flagged. If it's a change of address and they do have a new one, they'll give it to you. If they don't have a new one, they flag it, and then we have the phone number in our database almost always. We just call a person and get their address. So we can clean our lists very quickly with this system.
Okay, so are we ready to vote on Steve's first motion?
Sorry, I still have a question.
Sure, go ahead.
Can you, and I actually did read your email, and you'll forgive me because I'm kind of inundated, as is everybody else, with email concerning all of this. I'm a little concerned that I understand exactly what the workload that follows this is. Because I'm still struggling a little bit with the idea of doing this so early, since the year period for registering to vote in the next election has just opened, that we not be putting in motion not only doing this too early, but that we're then going to be turning to staff at the stations?
No. No.
We're not.
No, this is in a different report, but no. The way I look at it is this. First of all, we're not only going to do it once, we're going to do it more than once. The cost is negligible because your list will change 25% a year. It pays to do it every 6 months. As I said, you're mandated to do it every 6 months if you want to get the postal benefit. So what will happen is this. The first time you do it, if you do it early enough, like now or in a week from now, we will have a long time for people at their leisure, and I suggest that the LSB members do this. People at their leisure will get this flagged list, and they will phone any of the names that need to be changed and get the correct mailing address, forward it to the subscription manager, who will then fix the records. I mean, somebody ultimately has got to fix the records.
Who are these people at leisure who are taking this mailing list and doing this?
What I'm saying is that when the list comes back flagged, we have 24 members of each LSB that will divide up these names and call them at their leisure and get the correct mailing address. This is certainly, I feel, a good use of LSB man or woman power. And the corrections will then be passed on to the subscription manager, who will have to, you know, make those corrections in the database, because obviously everybody can't go through our databases. That's the only way we're going to get this done. And the other point that Bill raised, of course, is relevant. It's not only for the election, it's also as we solicit donations and other things, we don't want to be mailing these to the wrong addresses. We not only pay postage on a bad mailing, but we don't get anything in return from it because nobody is going to respond. By the way, if nobody wants to do the work when the flagged list comes back, then we have the option of simply not correcting our addresses and proceeding as we have for every election passed and having more lawsuits.
I just wish that it were possible to consult with the people that are the database managers at the stations.
Okay, well, if you would like, Bonnie, to suggest that we postpone the vote until some of that consultation can happen, I think that's fine.
If that's true, someone from each signal area is going to have to go and actually, have that conversation.
Right. That was going to be my next question. Is there somebody on this call from each station who would volunteer to do that?
Can I ask a question?
If they
consult with the database managers, and let's say they all say, no, we can't do this, we don't have time to do this, impossible, don't do it. I suggest that you cannot accept that. We must correct our mailing list, and this is the easiest way and the fastest and cheapest way to do it. So if they can't do it, then where are we? Ultimately, it's that manager is going to have to sit down, or her helper, and input the correction into a database. That's where the buck finally stops. So we can consult with them, but either they'll say yes or no. And where they say yes or no, we have to decide whether it must be done or not.
Well, if I can jump in here.
Yeah, go ahead, yes.
I think we should do it Bonnie's way and have that discussion with the local people. And if the local people say, no, forget it, no way, I'm overworked and I'm not going to do it, then it's time to go higher up and go to the general manager.
I have no problem with that. That's good.
I think we should go through channels, as it were.
To be clear, I'm not sure that my only concern or that my real concern is that they're going to say, no way, we're too busy. I just think that each station has this list that we gather rather painstakingly through everything that we do while fundraising, and they should be consulted if we're going to want to, work with it. Maybe I'm wrong. I just would think that it might be wise to involve them and to hopefully come up with something that we can do cooperatively.
Yeah, I just really want to second Bonnie's sentiment as a general consideration for any recommendations we make that affect people's jobs and protocols that may be in place. For instance, we don't even know, maybe there's one or two or three stations that are already doing this. So I think it's always best to ask first and then issue policy recommendations. Was that Bill?
Yeah, I don't mind asking KPFT, but I think basically all we're doing is a request to the national office anyway, which if it goes through them, they're going to contact the station managers if they agree and ask them to, for the current database information, whatever they're going to do. This will also give them a test of what it takes to get that information for the next election. It may help identify if there's problems getting the list in the first place, or getting cooperation, or I don't know what, maybe different problems, different places. But I think we should go ahead and pass the motion, and if they want more information, they'll come back and ask, because this is a recommendation anyway.
Bill, I'm confused. What are you saying we're requesting from the national office?
Well, we're going to request that they do the NCOA scan of our mailing list. And so I'm assuming we want this done nationally. So then the national office would have to request the current database for each of our stations so that they can, and then they'll have to get a mailing house or somebody to do the scan. Is that correct?
Yeah, and there are places that aren't mailing houses that just do it. They take the list, they run it through the software, they send it back in a day, all flagged, and that's that.
Right, so I guess my point is the sooner we request this, the sooner they can get it going. And if they have questions, they'll ask us. But I think we should go ahead and pass the motion now.
Anthony, can I interject something here?
Mm-hmm.
I would like to see this done at the... hopefully at the worker bee level, rather than trying to ask the national office to ask the respective GMs wouldn't it be better if we each have a board member from each signal area who's acquainted with who would actually be doing that work at the respective stations? Wouldn't it be better to not to keep the national people in the dark, but isn't it better to consult with the people who actually do the work?
Well, I think we might be getting confused. We might be confusing two different decisions we're trying to make here tonight. Mm-hmm. One is who to consult with, or whether to consult with anyone, and if so, who. And the other is what I hear Bill saying is, if we just mandate or recommend. I mean, we can't do anything to mandate, and we're just a committee. But if the PNB, if we recommended that they mandate that the national office make this happen throughout the network, then it would go down from there. But that's a different issue than consulting first before passing a policy, which is what I hear Bonnie proposing. So why don't we get some motions on the table so we can start voting, because we still haven't dealt with the next one of these motions. So let's try to wrap this up.
Well, I was wondering if, this is Wesley at KPFT, I was wondering if you might take Bill's note and combine it as a friendly amendment to Steve's idea.
All right. Well,
mine came from Steve.
Okay. I think the logical order here, I would take Bonnie's as in the more or less in the form of a motion to postpone while the consultation is done. So why don't we, Bonnie, does that make sense to you? Your intent is?
Certainly, I can fly with that.
Okay, and that way we can vote on that, and if that's rejected, then we can really get to the substance of exactly how we want to move forward immediately. So is there any other way anyone wants to vote on this? Anyone wants to propose voting on this other than start with Bonnie?
Yeah, point of information.
Yeah.
I'm not sure what Bonnie has in mind. Consult. I mean, what question are we going to ask of whom?
I don't know very much about the mailing list or the system that we operate with. I know that we have a very competent person. We happen to be lucky at KPFA that we have a very competent person that deals with this. I'm a little hesitant here because we can't, as either LSB members or board members, be taking, you know, I'm certainly happy to go talk to someone at KPFA. I just wanted to hear, because they work with this, you know, on a daily level, what concerns they might have.
Okay, that's reasonable.
It's because I don't really know the system myself. I have no business knowing the system myself.
Bonnie, if he's that competent, he may have already done an NCOA scan.
Well, I actually think that, you know, KPFA, my understanding is that our lists are pretty good.
Okay.
You know, I mean, we really are lucky that we have somebody that works with them all the time.
So in that line, if you can ask your person at KPFA whether he has done such a scan, maybe he can spearhead it at the rest of the stations. He would probably
have
a better idea on how to do it.
Find out, but just as we as a committee can't, you know, I'm always cognizant of all of these things, that we can just recommend things, but we as a committee can't pass any edicts whatsoever. I also think of it just on a human communication level that there is, well, I'm sorry I'm being so inarticulate, that there's a difference between sort of going in demanding information from somebody and just having a conversation with somebody where you are relying upon their expertise. That would be the way that I would imagine, in the case of KPFA, that I would be comfortable doing this. I'm happy to go have a conversation and see where it leads.
Great.
Okay, so can we formulate this as a motion to postpone a vote on Steve's motion until we can at least attempt to consult with the relevant local personnel at each station. And, you know, that may vary from station to station. We don't have to mandate it. And, you know, it may be better for some people to go through their general managers. We can leave that to the individual committee member just to figure out what's diplomatically appropriate. Is that Bonnie, is that okay with you as far as the
motion? I'm sorry, I was kind of stumbling over it.
That's all right. Okay, so that's the motion. Any further discussion on that? And if that is defeated, then we'll go to a vote on sort of Bill's and Steve's underlying motion.
Oh, one thing I would like to add into the motion, a time frame.
Yeah, good point.
For that, you know, I'd like to see the scans done as quickly as possible, so maybe a certain amount of time to consult with people at the stations would be a good idea.
Well, why, can we just say by maybe a week before our next meeting?
A week before our next meeting, that sounds good.
Let's see, let me look here. What was our next meeting? August?
August 11th.
11th. Well, that's a little bit tight, actually. That would be August 4th. That's, what, 2 weeks from now?
Is there some reason why we need it before our next meeting?
Yes, so we can discuss it.
Week before? Why not 1 day before or two days
before?
Well,
why don't we say, how about 3 days? Just enough time for everyone to read their email, think about it, come up with any questions.
August 1st.
The goal really is to vote on the final motion at the August 11th meeting. I think we all share that goal.
Right. But if the person who gets the information has to have time to write it up and put it in an email and send it out so we can all read it and understand it when we come to the meeting, possibly 3 days might not be enough.
No, I'm saying that the people who are consulting should send their email to the committee no later than August 8th. Or August 7th.
This is Bill.
Yes, Bill.
Yeah, actually, I think Bonnie has some good points. I guess I don't object to her proposal. I think we should just keep the National Finance Committee and maybe the Nicole informed about this is likely to come up at the next meeting, so that once we consult with our stations, let them know that we have a way of reducing these mailing costs and look for this or something to that effect. So that maybe, you know, after the next meeting, they'll be ready to do it.
Okay. All right. So can we agree on a deadline of August 7th for the reports to be written? I mean, report is too complicated a concept. Just a little memo that you send out to the group, to the committee, saying, you know, I talked to so-and-so, and they said blah, blah, blah. Okay? So is there any objection to that motion? Okay, then that's adopted. So now can we have some volunteers? Bonnie's volunteering for KPFA. Was it Bill or Wesley would speak to someone at KPFT?
I'll do it, but if Wesley wants to, that's fine with me.
Yeah, I would love to.
Okay, great, thank you.
I'm sorry, who's reporting for, who's investigating at T?
Wesley Bethune.
Wesley, okay, thank you.
And for K? Well, it's just one of you on the call. No need to pressure you, Yosh.
Okay, here it goes.
Or maybe you can persuade Jan after this call is over. Okay, and then we don't have anyone from W. Is Rob, are you on the line? Rob Robinson? No. Okay. So that leaves WBAI. So
I would like to not do that at BAI because I have very strong feelings about it, and I don't want to be perceived as pushing an agenda. So if someone else would like to
do it. All right, well, I'll take it on. So what I would ask for all of us, Steve, that are making these inquiries, is if you could reduce down to maybe two paragraphs kind of what the proposal is and sort of what the issues might be for the database person, and then that'll just give us a summary. I mean, we can also forward your longer memo to the person, and I'm sure they'll want to read it, but just so we're clear on kind of what the core of it is, that would be helpful.
Okay.
Is that possible in the next few days?
Yeah, I will send the committee what it is. I will tell the database person in this memo, you can change your words, what I would like to have happen.
Okay, great. All right, and Yosh, if you could just make a note in the minutes to ask Rob you know, if he might be able to do the same thing at PSW.
Okay, sure.
Great. Okay, I think we're done on this item now. Bonnie, how are we doing on time? I think this was meant to be 20 minutes.
So. Oh, I'm so sorry.
I think we're past time on this, but there's another piece that I think is really critical. Is I would like to see us work more on these ideas that that were thrown out tonight, the other ideas that were thrown out, such as the question of whether to go first class or what's the other one called?
Standard class. That used to be called
standard.
Third class bulk.
Right. Right. So there's that question. And then there's things we may not have thought of tonight that might save money. Now, obviously, we need to wait for some of those items until we get the cost figures from, you know, last year. But some of them, I think, are just things that we could realize we'll save money regardless of if we know the exact amount of money. So, in other words, we don't have to wait for the cost figures. So what I'm saying is I think we need a small working group just to try to push forward any cost-saving ideas by August 11th. So I'd be willing to be one member of it. I don't have the time at the moment to actually arrange convening it. Is there anyone else who could be on this working group? I mean, this would be a shorter-term working group, presumably, because once we propose the cost-saving ideas, we'd move back to our other working groups for more long-term issues. So is there anyone else I can please persuade? Part of it.
Well, this is Bill. I guess you could put me down.
Thank you, Bill. Okay, can we get at least one more? All right, well, I guess we'll put this out to the people who aren't on the call and see if we can get another volunteer. So, if that's Yosh, is there any chance you might be able to get some of this out in the next 3 or 4 days? Because if not, we could just send a special email on this topic to the committee.
Are you talking about draft minutes?
Well, not draft minutes, but just kind of like the key motions of the past. Just,
I guess probably.
Not all the complicated, motion, the agenda, this, that, and the other, but just, action items.
Yeah, I can get that out. Wow. So sometime this week, anyway.
Big help. Okay, good. All right, so anything else on cost saving for tonight?
Well, you said that you wanted to get on to first-class postage, and that's a cost-saving issue.
Yeah, but I doubt that people ready to vote on that tonight?
I can provide the figures on that tonight, then they can decide if they want to vote.
Okay. Is there any objection to letting Steve go ahead?
Carolyn here?
Yeah, go ahead.
There was a pretty good explanation that almost convinced me, but not quite. We spent so much time fighting for first-class mailing that this is going to be a difficult thing. I would really like to postpone that until we've read over the proposal carefully and thought about it some more, mostly because it was such a huge issue and in the end cost us a fortune not to use first-class mail. So I really would like to consider the whole thing, and I'm sorry, Steve, that I haven't considered it in great detail so far, but I would appreciate a little more time.
Excuse me, one point, Carolyn. It didn't cost us a fortune to not use first class. It cost us a fortune not to have clean lists. That was the issue.
Okay, so
I will take your word on that. Mm-hmm.
Carolyn is moving to postpone this discussion until the next meeting. Is there any objection to postponing? Okay, so let's definitely mark that for something to be flagged, that we'll absolutely aim to take a vote up or down on that at the August 11th meeting. Okay? All right. Anything else on cost saving for tonight? Okay, so when Bill and I come up with a date for this meeting and hopefully get one or two more volunteers, we'll put it back out to the committee. And maybe, you don't have to necessarily volunteer to be on an ongoing group. You could just drop into one call and put in your suggestions. It would really help because let's remember that, that there is a financial crisis and the budgets are due soon, and we really have to do our part to to figure out any possible way to save, or as Steve says, raise money as well. Okay, so, all right. Now the next item on tonight's agenda is, okay, report from the working groups that we formed at the last meeting, which did not have quorum, by the way, which is why we didn't go further than we, you know, than we might have. So, let's see, we have the, well, speaking of devil, or speaking of the very same issue, cleaning up the listener membership list, Steve was the convener. So tell us what happened.
Well, as I said, there were two members. I said at the beginning of the meeting, I gathered as much information as I could, and I sent it to the committee in a report. I did not get any information from our former mailing house, and there's still a couple of details. But most of what I have to contribute is covered in the report I sent to this committee. If anyone doesn't have it, I'll send it again.
So it's essentially the issues you just summarized us a few minutes ago.
Right. Covers list cleaning and postage class.
All right. Now, is there anyone else on this call who had volunteered to be part of that group?
That was Bill Crozier.
That was me, yeah.
Yeah, Bill, do you feel like the group should meet or just kind of study Steve's material?
Yeah, I kind of dropped the ball. I missed an email from Steve, but if some other people would like to be on it, that would be great. We could discuss their ideas from whoever else has recommendations.
Okay. Does anyone on this call want to join this group, which sounds like it'll be a kind of short-term group?
By the way, it's a sort of technical issue, and I don't mean that it's hard. It just means that I went to somebody who had all the answers, and I asked him, and I put it in a report of several people, and that's all it is. I don't know if there's anything more to say about this subject. All there is reins for those people to look at the information, decide which way they want to go.
Going once. Anyone else? Well, if not, then, Steve, I guess just to amplify what I said earlier, in your next email to the committee, could you put out the text of motions you'll be offering on August 11th so we can start thinking about them?
Right.
Mm-hmm. You know, and also just sort of a quick synopsis of what your proposals are. Okay?
Right.
So I guess that group won't be meeting. We'll just all read these materials. And, of course, feel free if you have a response to send it to the whole committee online. But again, the more we can think about it and read each other's ideas before the meeting, the more efficient that discussion will be. Okay, the next group was issues around staff lists. I had agreed to convene that, and I'm sorry, I've had a really busy time. We did have a little bit of email back and forth about dates, and we weren't able to find a date that worked for all three of us. So far, I believe it's just Carolyn and Bonnie, or was there anyone else?
Brett.
I'm sorry?
Yeah, that's right.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I'm willing to work on that, too.
Oh, great. Okay. Anyone else?
I'm sorry, who was that?
That was Anthony.
Anthony,
thank you.
Anyone else want to join this group? Okay. Actually, the next week is, I'm still on a deadline, I'm really having a hard time with somebody else be willing to convene this meeting?
Well, Bob, I was going to suggest Carolyn here. You did say you were available on the 28th, but if we could get together, whoever is available this week, maybe Thursday would be really good.
Yeah, I'm not available.
Get started. Can anyone else? Can Bonnie and
I can't ever
free?
Do Thursdays.
You can't? Oh, that's right. You said
she's
that.
On the air.
Right.
Well, we just... Well, we did one on Friday. Can we do this one on Friday?
Yeah, that would be good. Let's try Friday.
Yeah, I can't do Friday. I could do Sunday night.
I have a P&B meeting now on Sunday.
Okay. Well, you know what? Let's not use the committee's time to set our schedules. Let's do this on email.
Fine. Maybe we'll aim Friday on email.
Let's
Thank
just
you.
Continue with our email exchange and
okay.
add Anthony.
Sounds good. Thank you.
Okay. All right, so now the third group was on whether to hire an outside organization, and that was Anthony. Yeah, that.
Yeah, we had a teleconference on last Friday evening. Let's see. Well, one thing we discussed was there's a agency here in California which might be of some help to us, state mediation and SMCS. My reading of their website was that they only did elections in union representation elections, but I think it was Bonnie who said she's heard of them doing other matters, and in fact I think there was someone who from the agency who stopped by at our ballot counting last year. So there may be some help us in some capacity. We don't know how much yet. We need to find that contact person. Apparently, that person has retired. But
if I can just throw in here,
yeah, tell us
to complete the thought. My friend has reached out to him, and I think he's on vacation, but I'm sure as soon as he comes back, we'll be able to make contact.
Mm-hmm.
So I just heard back from her today.
Mm-hmm.
And I have a question. Is this a free service, or is there a fee?
I believe that it's free or very low cost. They do mostly union things. This was, as Anthony was saying, at the time, he had volunteered to get involved when we were really kind of wading through the molasses last year on some issues, and he was about to retire from the organization. I believe now he is officially retired from the organization, but still gets called in on various projects with them. And our thought was that even though it's a state organization, that this may be something that's also done by other associated organizations in other states too, so that it was worth having a conversation with him and just finding out the lay of the land. It's worth checking out, I think.
Okay, sounds good. So, who else is in the group besides the two of you?
Yosha's.
Okay. So, is there any more research that can be done before our August 11th meeting about similar groups in other states?
Absolutely. All three of us at NET decided to, check out our various sources, union friends, etc., Sierra Club, and so forth, and try to get some input from those people as far as what sort of outside agencies that they utilize for their elections.
Okay. Now, Carolyn, you had mentioned at an earlier meeting that that a couple of years ago, the Elections Committee priced outside firms. Now, was that for-profit companies as opposed to the types that this working group is talking about, which are non-profit?
Well, I think they were for-profit. Caleb Kleppner sent me a list of all the companies he knew of that actually administered STV elections, because training that one company to do STV elections seemed like a daunting task. So I think I pass it on in an email. I can resend it if people have lost it. It was some time ago, but it was a short list. There were
maybe three
or four companies.
Compile the list. Is that this year?
Yes, a few months ago.
Just a few months ago. Still current.
Mm-hmm. Oh yes, definitely. These are companies that have been in business for a while.
I've got it here somewhere, but if you could resend that, would be really great.
I'll dig it out. Thank you.
So then, would it be possible for somebody to start getting cost estimates from these firms so that we could compare that to whatever these, if there are places where there's not a nonprofit available that would offer it cheap or free, then we could see what our options are.
Maybe once we have Carolyn's list again, Anthony and Bonnie and I can, divide up that list and make our phone calls. Bonnie?
Sure. I wish that we could have kind of a template that gave us some basic information about what we're looking for. Like something that said how many, you know, how large the ballot lists are at each of the stations. And just so that we can speak articulately and correctly about what it is that we're looking for. If we're going to actually price out things with these people.
Yeah, Carolyn here, if I may, you might want to go into the file section of this group and look at the two proposals, well, one proposal from Elections Working Group, and we did get another one, which was quite sketchy by comparison. But Elections Working Group did a great job of writing up a proposal, what they needed to know and what they could do for us. And I think the job of this committee and your group is going to have to be to decide how to divide up the tasks of the National Election Supervisor so that a company can be useful and still leave the bylaws intact. That's the tricky part. But that I'm sure it's in there in the Elections Working Group. In the files section, there's a folder on proposals. And if you can't find it, just email me and I'll dig it out. But it's in there somewhere.
Okay. Well, Carolyn, would you be willing to extract from that prior proposal or from any other ideas the kind of logical breakdowns of the functions? Or are you saying that's already in there?
Well, I don't recall. I remember it being broken down quite carefully. It may not be what Bonnie has in mind, but maybe after she looks at it, we can talk about that. If I can help, I'll be glad to, sure.
I think that the chances are high that what we might end up is with some sort of hybrid. So, you know, it would be that the outside firm does this, and the hired direct supervisor does that, and the nonprofit does this. Or, you know, I don't know, but I'm just saying I think the more we can specify what the discrete tasks are, then we can be in a better position to judge which should be handled by whom.
Yes, I think so. And looking at that proposal and looking at the reports from various supervisors in various stations as to what they found difficult or problematic, and putting that together into our own outline of what we need, I think that's a big job, but I think you're right, that's what we need.
So if you could make some headway on a first draft of that list of tasks,
No, I'm not on that committee, Bob. But I'll be glad to do what I can, but I'm not going to take on anything more unless I absolutely have to. But I will help find the material that Bonnie's looking for, I think.
Great, thanks.
All right. Yeah, Bill.
Yeah, I think that Carol had a good point. I think we need to define, we can start feeling out these companies, but besides mailing out ballots and counting them, we need to define exactly what they're going to do, and that gets back to our point of probably having some written procedures. I would doubt if they would be handling challenges from candidates, for example, but are they coming up with good lists? But they might, if we can get somebody that can be that we can agree on is neutral and competent, we could at least get them to do the mailings and count the ballots, perhaps. Assuming they're willing to do STP.
Right, that's an example of how it might be divided up, yeah.
And a question for whoever was looking. I got the name of the company that does the Sierra Club elections. Do you already have that, or do you want that?
Yeah, that's Election Services.
Yeah, okay. Okay,
but
never mind.
I wasn't able to, but we haven't yet found where they are. You have a
collectionservicespark.com.
They're in Long Island, and they also had a branch in San Francisco. But that's the group that I'm talking about. I think if you go into their proposal in the file section, you'll find their contact information.
Mm-hmm. Election Services Corp.
Group, I think. ESC or yes.
I'll send a link.
Yeah, thank you.
Okay, so anything else from this working group or questions for the working group about hiring outside organizations? Actually, since Rob Robinson made the original motion for the board to look into this, would one of you on the group reach out to him and just ask him if there are more organizations that maybe you don't know about?
Mm-hmm.
Because I remember on the board he gave a litany of possibilities,
mm-hmm.
four or five of them.
I'll do that.
Okay, thanks, Anthony. Great. All right, if we're done with that, let's see, we have 5 minutes left. I guess the next item was going to be discussion of suggested priorities, so why don't we just check in? I mean, we've given ourselves some homework for the next meeting. So, is there anything we're kind of leaving hanging here that we should be addressing right now, right in the next few weeks?
Yes. One thing.
Go ahead.
Bob?
Yeah, go ahead.
Yes, I was puzzled as to why we were excluding outsiders from, you know, our discussions or our working groups.
All right. Thank you for reminding us to deal with that issue. No, we weren't. Nobody was advocating excluding anyone. We were just saying that the last meeting we didn't have quorum,
uh-huh.
and so we didn't really have the authority to just say anyone can invite anyone to these working groups. But now we do have quorum, so why don't we settle this issue right now as our last item of business tonight. So the question is, as these working groups move forward in the next several months, what is our policy on bringing in people who are not in the committee? Now, my very clear recollection is the past policy was that if there was an expert in the field, then the committee or the working group could vote to invite that person. So the floor is open for, you know, whether to go with that formula or some different formula about inviting in outside folks.
I'd second that one.
Okay, other thoughts?
Let's see, do we perhaps need a little clarification on what we mean by experts? Do former election supervisors count, or STV gurus, or who exactly qualifies?
Well, if I could jump in, it depends on the working group. You know, if you're talking about cost savings, then it might be a CPA or a mailing house or an owner of a mailing house. And it really depends on the working group as to, you know, how you define expert.
Yeah, maybe we could rename it people with specialized knowledge relevant to the working group.
Special forces. I like that.
Right. There you go. Because, you know, I'm not a big fan of the cult of the expert anyway, so maybe something a little less elitist sounding. But just, you know, if somebody really has some knowledge, they would be of use to the working group, then they can be invited, as opposed to just sort of randomly anyone who has an opinion, because that's a little different concept.
Mm-hmm.
So, any other discussion on this motion to empower working groups to invite persons with specialized knowledge that could help the work of the working group to participate in their call?
Well, I just want to echo Bonnie's approval of such a concept, because, you know, certainly here in Los Angeles we do have experts on certain aspects of electronic voting and so forth, and I'd like to see those people, you know, brought in. Actually, Jack Van Aken is one of the so-called experts or persons with specialized knowledge.
Okay. Any other discussion, or are we ready to vote? Okay. Is there any objection to this motion? Hearing none, it's adopted.
Okay.
So it's 10:30. So before we go, is there anything pressing that we've left out? Well, hearing no clamor for another item to be added, I guess. We can adjourn.
Okay.
Very good.
So we'll see
you
all on August 11th. And
thank
please
you.
try to have the working groups before then.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. One last minute. If
yes.
anyone would like to hang on and talk about the staff definition list, Bonnie, Anthony, whoever.
Sure.
Oh, that's a good idea. Yeah, why don't we stay on for a few minutes?
I got about a few minutes. I could do a few minutes, and then I got to leave here.
All right, that sounds good.